B-Pod Studios.
Are you ready for this? This is Felt and Mass.
Oh, that's stupid. My God.
Children's song.
Presented by DraftKings Sportsbook on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And now the Patriots with a third down and six from their 33. Stevenson hangs off the right hip of Jones. Again, Humphrey out there. Once again on a third and long. Split to the left with Aguilar. Henry and Parker to the right. Jones takes the snap. Stands and throws down the middle. It's caught by Aguilar. Runs away to the 45-40. Ball snapped free from behind by Humphrey. And rolls to the near side. It is picked up by Marcus Peters. Did he recover in bounds? He did. Marlon Humphrey, a takeaway machine for the Ravens. It's what he's done so well in recent years.
That's a
His 10th career
Jones.
Forced fumble coming up from behind with a chop. And Nelson Aguilar, the ball fumbled forward, and Marcus Peters got to it just in time. Corralling it inside the Ravens' boundary to give Baltimore possession.
Great play by them. Great play by those two defenders. That's what you pay Humphrey to do. That's what he does. And then Peters being just savvy. I don't know. See the white line? Covered up quickly. Roll it over.
All right, hour number three, Felger and Maz on a reentry Monday, brought to you by our friends at Blue Bear Plumbing. Mondays have a sponsor now, and it should. They're my plumbing and heating guys. From Boston to Cape Cod, Blue Bear has all of your plumbing, HVAC, and drain cleaning needs covered. Call 866-388-BLUE. B-L-U-E, today. They bring in now reentry Mondays going forward. That play right there, man, that's just a way to jump in before we go back into some specifics with our concerns with the team and Mac Jones and mixing in the Celtics stuff. That was a great ball game yesterday. That was like an old school Patriots-Baltimore, back and forth, could go either way. There's like a half dozen plays that you put a star next to. You say either way, this one goes the other way. You know,
it's a good point.
The people who think like the Pats are like lost, you just went up and down the field with one of the better teams in the AFC. So do not let them off the hook. Do not accept anything less than competing and winning ball games going forward, even with the backup quarterback. But that play right there, I mean, what a play by Peters to get control of that ball in bounds. But that was,
he just barely get in.
That was, you know, by a cat hair there, right? I mean, and there were a bunch of those plays. There were like three or four of them. I mean, was it Dumervil? Who caught the touchdown in the corner of the end zone?
Duvernay. Yes, excellent catch.
Oh, my God.
Great play, great throw, too.
But that second foot, I mean, you could slip a credit card in between his foot and the end line. That was lit. That wasn't a game of inches. That was millimeters. But what a throw, what a catch. That was third down. And it took a perfect ball and an unbelievable, I think, job of staying in bounds. And even then, it was by a fingernail, by the width of the fingernail that his foot was in. And that Peters fumble recovery, that was
right on the edge.
Amazing that he was able to control that before being out of bounds. Bang, bang.
I thought one of those Andrews touchdowns. You know, McCourty's in on that.
Well, the one that he caught over his head was really more of a gifted, I thought. Great play by the tight end. It wasn't like close to being out of bounds or anything. That wasn't a game. I thought the Jonathan Jones forced fumble could have been
good play.
Could have been incomplete.
He's good at that. Yeah, could have been.
You know, it
could have been.
If the refs looked at that replay longer and felt like circumcising the mosquito, that could have been incomplete versus fumble. I think they got it right at the end of the day, but I think that was another one. That was millimeters. That was...
Well, and they called it a catch and fumble on the field.
Which I think helped.
If they had done it the other way around, it would have stayed.
Bang, bang. All I'm saying is that game was... That was Patriots-Ravens. Back and forth, close calls, could have gone either way, swing plays, one team answering the other. That was a good afternoon of football. It was a good game. And you were in it. And the Ravens are going to be there. You went against the best player in the league right now, who shoved it right up your ass, by the way. Boy, did he toy with you. But you still easily could have won that ball game. You were trailing by 5 points and had two possessions deep in Baltimore territory and came away with nothing.
If you just kicked field goals, if Mac Jones doesn't throw that interception into the corner of the end zone, that's three. Now you're 31-29. And if Aguilar doesn't fumble there, there's another three, and you're up by one. So you were right in it. You should have every expectation, no matter who your quarterback is, that you're now going to take that kind of performance and beat the Lions and the Browns and the Jets and the Bears and these kind of teams. So that's just my leadoff take going forward. You should have won that thing yesterday.
Well, I told you, as much as people were down on Mac Jones, my feeling coming out of it was I was more frustrated with the defense. The Patriots had two different leads in this game. They were up 10-7. They let the Ravens go down the field on a 9-play drive that took 5 minutes. I think they didn't even get to third down.
A mess. I wrote this down. I just turned to it. Too many easy drives. End of the second quarter. You just started to say this. 9 plays, 75 yards, never even got to third down.
Right.
Then they scored the first two drives of the third quarter. The first one, 7 plays, 75 yards. I think they only had one third down on that one. And then their third drive was after a really good punt return, put them in good field position. Oh, by the way, Jake Bailey saved a touchdown there. That was a hell of a return by that guy up the sideline. So that one was a little less of a big, long drive. It was good field position, but...
But they gave up chunk plays on that one too, Mike.
Defense, it was too easy for some of it.
Yeah, they were giving up chunk plays all over the place. There was one of them there where Justice Hill had a 34-yard run down on the 5-yard line.
Yes, yes, yes.
Or whatever that was. There was a 3rd-and-5 play that you're talking about on that second drive where Jackson completed a 21-yard pass to Duvernay over the middle. That was the only third down they had on that series. Jackson had a 30-something yard run on one of those. There was the long punt return by Duvernay. Like, they gave up 30, 40 yards at a pop 4 or 5 times.
And you know what was particularly glaring? They got gashed by Lamar Jackson on designed runs, which is high school crap, which is what you said, we all said, you all said, well, you know, after watching Miami give up those plays last week, well, that's not going to happen here. You know, it's like one thing if Lamar Jackson starts running around like crazy and gets you on all sorts of broken plays. Sometimes there's not much you can do about that. He's just so freaking fast and explosive. But on those designed runs, ooh, that's kind of hairy high school crap to lose to quarterback keepers. That's a bad look.
Oh, and he sliced right through him. He barely got touched on some of those.
C-gap, as Bill would tell you.
Seriously, he just cut right through there without much resistance at all.
So what a fake narrative that, oh, Bill's done well against Lamar Jackson.
It's a completely fake narrative, 100%. So look, the game here a couple of years ago, 23-17, nobody in the stands. It was a rain game. And if I remember right, I'm not sure the Ravens were going great at that time.
No, but they were real beat up.
Yeah, so.
Offensive line was beat up.
So, you know, whatever. But the bottom line is they've now played him 3 times. Bill has played Jackson 3 times. Jackson's passer rating against the Patriots is 107. Passer rating. He's averaging 75 yards a game. He's averaging 6 yards a carry. They haven't stopped this guy. Bill hasn't stopped this guy at all. Like, this idea that somehow Bill Belichick will stifle Lamar Jackson was a myth. I believe that. He hasn't stopped him one bit.
Okay, we got game thoughts. We have Patriots thoughts. We're mixing in Celtics off media day today and the continued fallout from the Ime Udoka situation. And Mac Jones is about to hit the podium. Update you on his health, his situation going forward. You will hear that live.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Over for water.
What kind of hard-hitting analysis can you expect from Felger and Mass this football season?
It's going to be a stupid off.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
205 and counting, 204. Jones waits on the snap. He'll get off another play. He drops back in the pocket. He throws one to the right seam and misses Bourne and finds Marcus Peters, who slides with an interception for Baltimore.
And Jones is hurt.
Mac Jones is hurt. He's hopping off the field on his right foot, unable to reach the far sideline before Jim Whalen, the Patriots trainer, comes out to meet him there.
On a meaningless chuck and duck play.
So we take a look at the
ankle.
Last play for the Patriots. Ankle. Mac Jones throwing an interception. Calais Campbell with a hit on the quarterback.
It's his left leg. We'll see it on the play. It's his.
Which we see
he reaches
here.
Down for the ankle. Ooh, yeah, he falls on the back of the ankle. It's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Campbell came down on the
right away.
Ankle. Mac wearing the brace on the left knee.
That's a bad
Campbell
high
came in
sprain.
High, too, on that hit.
That ball joint, when it gets forced between the two lower leg bones, that's high ankle sprain.
And now the Ravens in victory formation. They've got a 37-26 lead. The difference at 11, of course.
Yep.
I mean, the outcome decided at that point, too. That's you look at that situation. And
that's how you get guys hurt. Flying around, just you got to hang in there and throw it. Hoyer time.
Seriously, what an insightful call by Zoe in real time. I'm dead serious. Called it high ankle. I thought it was knee. I thought ACL or something. Landed, I thought, square on his knee. No. Zoe called it high ankle, Hoyer time.
Prescient.
So, seriously, great call by Zoe. And it feels like that's where we're at, although we should hopefully get some more information from Jones himself. He's due to hit the podium any moment. When he does, we'll go to him live.
Yes. Maz and I were just talking as we're coming back and playing that call, and everyone has seen the Mac Jones screaming, and I'm sure he was in pain.
So if you don't know what Jim's talking about, him grimacing coming off the field, there's pictures. We can't show him on the simulcast because why would we? We can't show pictures of bugs without proper copyright.
The murder hornet.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So the murder hornet union wouldn't allow us to show the photos, so we can't show photos of him grimacing and basically screeching coming off the field, but you've probably seen him online by now. What were your thoughts on that?
Well, so with that, and we've seen that scene, and now there's video of him screaming and everything, and you said, don't be surprised if he even plays this week, because what happened with Ty Montgomery? Same kind of injury, gets hurt last preseason game, plays week one against Miami. He can't. He can't. They have to keep him out. With that, you can't immediately play. You can't have that kind of showing, which I've never seen from an injured quarterback ever. Theismann, Brady, Newton, you name them. We know the injuries, the bad injuries for quarterbacks. After that thing, that showing, he can't play Sunday.
I mean, it looked bad. Like, I was just saying,
Jones's
reaction yeah. looked bad. Looked bad.
You would look.
You don't often see a quarterback like You don't often see that. It was sort of like, and again, totally unfair, but it reminded me of the whole Nancy Kerrigan taking the pipe to the knee. Why me? Like, it did. It reminded me of that. It's totally rotten of me to say that, but it did. It reminded me of that. As he was sort of hobbling down, being carried down the stairs into the locker room. It just did not. Usually, I don't know, players seem to pride themselves on hiding the pain. You tell me.
Or the adrenaline takes over and they're in shock, so maybe it hasn't kicked in yet. And then they save that for inside once it sets in. Like, I've never seen that before. And I'm not doubting that he was in pain. I'm sure that it was incredibly painful. I, too, would have acted the same way. But I am a known puss. I'm not a professional quarterback and a professional athlete. That, even if he says, I'm good to go Sunday, you can't play him. That's a horrible look.
It had to hurt like a mother the way that it was Calais Campbell, wasn't it?
307 pounds square on his leg.
Right, yeah, right on like his lower shin area. Like I thought he broke his ankle or his leg. I thought, oh boy.
Was it a dirty hit?
No.
No, he just kind of fell on him.
I thought it was.
Dragging him down. And
I thought it was borderline and.
Horse collarish kind
of. If you make me pick 51-49 on the 51% of that was unnecessary. I don't know if it was dirty. It was unnecessary. It was unnecessary. The ball was out, and, they have all these rules about you can't land with your weight on quarterbacks.
Oh, he definitely landed on his leg.
So it just wasn't in the classic fashion that they are, they don't want you with your shoulders driving him to the ground, but it's really the same principle. Instead, he carried through with the tackle and landed with all of his weight on his leg. I thought it was unnecessary. Really?
I mean, look, again, the way Jones, I thought his leg was broken.
But the reaction there, that is not.
It's just the visuals of it make you go, ooh.
Not good. Okay, but personally, I know the reporting is high ankle, unlikely that he would play in Green Bay this week. They were hoping to avoid surgery with a second opinion, which, the way that read was, the first opinion said you might need surgery. Which, so I know the reporting goes against this statement, but it wouldn't totally stun me if he did play this week, because I've seen it too many times where a guy comes off the field and you're like, oh my God, that's it. And then it turns out for whatever reason, it just wasn't as bad as it looked.
And then sometimes you think there's no way a guy got hurt on that, and he's gone for the year. And it's just the way these, I've just seen it too often. And especially at that position, you can shoot it up and play with it, especially if you're not a mobile guy. So Mike Giordi's doing some reporting right now. Vinny, maybe you want to throw that back up there because I don't have the first tweet. Anyway, the one that you're showing me says that means a significant tear. I feel like this is the second of two. Giordi says that means a significant tear, which was the fear. Team source just now said he'd be surprised if Jones avoids surgery, especially knowing it could speed up healing. We'll see how team and player decide to play this. Quote, Mac will do what it takes to get back. We know that, says the source. That's from Mike Giordi.
I believe that part of it. I think he does. He's shown he'll do whatever he has to do to get back on the field. Like that I do believe. And so if it's surgery, well, then they're going to put him on, you know, IR. He's going to be gone for at least a month. It can be more than that. I mean, my guess is you're looking at 6 to 8 weeks.
Either way, don't let him off the hook. Don't let go of the string as a fan. Don't let them off the hook. Don't allow Belichick or anyone to say, well, we lost our quarterback. What do you expect? No, sir. Not against this schedule. And what I mean this schedule, I mean following the Packers. It is, I'll give it to you verbatim. Okay, following the Packers, which again, I'm not even going to give you a total pass for. If the Packers put up 14 points like they did yesterday, you should be in that ball game and potentially winning that ball game. Can you score 16 points with Brian Hoyer?
Sure.
You should be able to.
We'll see.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's borderline.
Doubt it.
I don't. If you can't.
Tampa's defense is legit, too. They're better than the Patriots.
Green Bay, you mean?
No. Green Bay scored only 14 points. And it's a little misleading because the Packers also fumbled on the goal line. They also had the Tampa punter on his end line. And they committed two straight penalties. So instead of having the ball at like the Tampa 30, they started at their own 30 because they're stupid and still have no idea how to play situational football. None. So the Packers should have had more points. But anyway, if you hold the Packers to 14 points, you should be in that ball game, even with Brian Hoyer. But either way,
you lose 14-6.
Next, your home Detroit.
Loss.
At Cleveland.
Loss.
Home Chicago.
Win.
On Monday Night Football. At the Jets.
Win.
Home Indy.
Loss.
You should be in these games. So I don't know what you just gave me. Murray, was that 1-4?
2-3.
You should be better than that. You should be winning games. You should be winning games against that schedule.
So here's what I would shoot for. Be 4-4 by the time you get to Indy.
Yes.
Keep it at 500. Be 4-4 when you get to Indy. So even if you lose to Green Bay, go 3-1 in the next four against those hacks.
Here's your and then it's your bye week after Indy. 5-4. You should be 5-4. Does that all add up?
Yeah, by the time you get back to Indy, if you can be 4-4 when you get to Indy, you might have Jones back.
Yeah, so that's it. 5-4 at the bye. And Jones comes back after the bye. That should be your expectation. And anything less than that is an underachievement, or they just suck. They're just another team. And stop treating them like they're something special, because they're not. And there's more holes poked in Belichick, if that's the case.
There might be plenty of holes in Bill by then.
Because, again, most teams lose their quarterback. They're just another team. I thought you were different. I thought you weren't just another team. So never mind losing Brady becoming just another team. Now you're losing your starter, who's, you know, good, not great. So how big of a drop-off is it really to Brian Hoyer? You should still be winning games.
Is there any part of you that would go Zappy over Hoyer?
Yep. None, zero.
Me neither, you know.
None, zero.
That kid sucks.
Just ask.
I don't think that kid can play. Okay? So we're still awaiting Mac Jones. We're just sort of filling. We'll fill with your calls while we're waiting for. But as soon as Mac Jones hits it, we're going to hang up on you. Sorry, Mary. Go ahead. What do you got?
Hi, Mac. Hi, Mike. So I have actually 2 points, one on Mac Jones and one on Ime. With respect to Mac Jones, you know, it's such a shame that this happened yesterday, Mike, because I thought he played one of his best games. I agree with you. It was a very competitive game. He was very invested. He was making great plays. He, you know, ran into the end zone for a touchdown, and then he had another play where he ran into the end zone, but that one got called back. But it was an amazing play. But, you know, I just hope that, you know, moving forward, he just has the time to reflect now and realize that, you know, it is what it is. The coaches are who they are. They're not going to change, and he just has to deal with it. With respect to Ime, I too felt there was an undercurrent by the players that they didn't quite buy everything that Celtics were telling them, that maybe they didn't do enough to keep Ime, or maybe they punished him too harshly. But I think a point that gets lost is that Ime himself accepted the punishment. And I think that's an important point, because it's not as if his team is leaking out that, you know, this is outrageous.
Mary, I'm sorry to cut you off. Do you think he accepted it, like, willingly at the first shot, or was that after a pretty good negotiation there?
I know there was a negotiation, but it's not as if they're leaking out, Mike, that, you know, this was outrageous. And because, you know, they leaked out that it was consensual, and then they walked that back.
I don't think they want. I think Udoka leaked that out.
Me too.
Udoka's camp leaked out consensual to get that to be the initial narrative that really worked, by the way.
Because the reaction, I know I was like this, like, yeah, what, it's consensual doing. Like, they're going to suspend him a year? It doesn't make any sense.
No way, no. And my guess is that, look, if it was, there have been reports out there, some of the stuff is really bad. Okay? Again, who was it, Matt Barnes?
Yes.
Who said that?
Yes.
Okay, so if Udoka's up to some bad stuff, is he, like, are you going to be telling people about it? You know what I mean? Like, the players might not know the severity of it.
Back to Mac Jones. One of his best games? I wouldn't say that, Mary. He was too loose with the ball on some of those throws. But I do agree that I think he competed his ass off. Some of the plays he made with his legs.
That fourth down play was great.
It was really impressive. The fourth down where he scrambled, another bad play call on fourth and short. Mac bailed him out. Scrambling this way, rolling to his left and finding Jonnu Smith there. Like, that was a big play. But he had a couple other scrambles. I think he scrambled out of pressure. And it was on third and nine, I want to say. And he almost picked it up. I think it might have been the play before, I think. But then, you know, even the two-point conversion that almost,
oh, right.
He almost picked up, his knee had hit the ground. Or, I'm sorry, Stevenson's knee had hit the ground, and he sort of barreled it in. He scored his first rushing touchdown. He made some of his best throws that he's ever had, I think, here. Never mind best throws this season or in that game, that back shoulder to Devontae Parker. So I think he had some of his best throws. I thought the way he ran, you know, was as effective as he can possibly be doing that. I still wouldn't say one of his best games. You can't say that with three interceptions, Mary, but I think there was reason to feel good about it.
I mean, I thought, given what this season was in camp and up to now, I thought it was the most invested we've seen him. Like, to me, he looked like he was engaged. He was throwing the ball down the field. There wasn't any hesitation in doing that. He completed some of them. Like, I thought, oh, okay, well, there's a little burst there. It's sort of coming together.
Okay, the players have hit the podium. Mac Jones, we are awaiting him as soon as he hits. You'll hear him. In the meantime, here's an update from Big Jim Murray.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The most popular afternoon radio show in Boston.
Back in your face, suck it!
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Here we go. The ball splits the hash marks at the 33, so it's a fourth and a full three. Jones works from the gun. Up in front of Harris. Two receivers right, two left. Bourne in motion from the left. He stops. Shotgun snap back. Quick throw to the left. Caught by Bourne. And he's brought down immediately.
Terrible play design.
Tackled at the line of scrimmage. Ravens lying in wait.
I have no clue why you'd send a guy in return motion, show that it's man bump, and on his return route, he doesn't gain any yardage upfield.
7-3 Baltimore here on the second.
Still some play calling questions. A fourth and three, chief among them. That was bad. Also, the run on third and nine that preceded it.
Agreed.
Like, come on. Just a lot of that. But the offense was better. And you do have to wonder if Bill Belichick, just devoting all that time, left a mark. Again, Greg Bedard, others said Bill worked exclusively with the offense on the sidelines yesterday, conferring with Mac Jones, conferring with Matt Patricia, turning his back to the field when the defense was on the field. Bedard said he did not see Belichick have a single conversation with his son, face-to-face, you know, maybe on the headset, but never a single face-to-face conversation with Steve Belichick, who's calling the defense. So, okay. So he devoted all this time to offense, and now, wouldn't you know it, the defense had no answer for Lamar Jackson running all over him in the second half. Isn't that interesting?
And that's not just interesting, it's perfect.
There's only so much you can do.
Yeah, you know, because again, for all the griping we've done about the offensive staff, the defensive staff isn't all that much better.
So, springing leaks. Back to phones until Jones hit the podium. Go ahead, Tommy and Lynn. What do you got?
What's up, boys? This is what I got to say. The Patriots, they're in the bad ways right now. 1-2, they're in the dock alley right now. These are dock days right now in New England. And can I also say something about Ime Udoka real quick?
Quick.
All right. He needs to keep the salami in his pants. Come on, Ime. You messed up. Have a great day, guys. Love you.
Okay, Tommy. Love you, too. Tom and Quincy, your thoughts. Go ahead, please.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, it's the disappointing part of that game yesterday is that overall they played pretty well. A little sloppy. But this whole Kendrick Bourne thing is really getting on my nerves. So he got outplayed. Outsnapped by Lil Jordan Humphrey, 53-17. And Humphrey had one target, no catches. Bourne had four catches and 17 targets. So
no snaps.
53 snaps for essentially, he is N'Keal Harry. He's the same guy. So what is the actual point? Because he blocks well? Or would you rather have Bourne in there for 53 snaps and multiple targets, and maybe you could get a few more catches and scores, and you win that game?
To me, it's not even close, but there's something that they got against Bourne, and there's just something there.
And the amazing thing is Myers was out of the mix. So a week ago it was that way because Humphrey took time away from the tight ends, right? They went to a 11 personnel instead of 12 personnel. So either Hunter Henry or Jonnu Smith was off the field. Now all three of those guys got more time than Kendrick Bourne. Like, that's without Myers in there.
And it's not they. It's one guy. It's Matt Patricia that's holding something against Kendrick Bourne.
It's our chronic lightning round. Derek in Foxborough. Go ahead, Derek.
Yeah, I mean, you know, ever since Belichick decided it was time to put Brady out to pasture, the Patriots offense has been mediocre at best. And, you know, I don't want to hear Maz talk about how they outgained the Ravens. Like he sounds like Belichick with the excuse, maybe like situational football. Like you said, that third and goal play, you can't make that throw. You have the guaranteed 3 points, and, you know, it's just, I mean, Mac Jones is number one in the league in interceptions now, and it's just, I don't think it's going to get much better.
Okay.
Derek gets it.
No, go ahead.
Well, so this is, and I love Tom and Quincy too, but this is what you guys are saying. It makes it sound like, well, they're a couple of bad breaks away from winning that game. Those bad breaks are now their characteristic. Like, that's what they do. They're a mediocre team.
No, listen, all I'm telling you is I don't think Jones was as bad as everyone else did. That the mistakes were huge, don't get me wrong, but it's not like they weren't moving the ball. And they were moving it through the air as well as they were on the ground. So that was my only point as it pertained to Mac Jones yesterday. The turnover thing? Do you realize they've turned the ball over? Giveaways now. More than any team in the league except New Orleans.
Is that right?
Second most giveaways in the league. 8. In 3 games, the Patriots have had 8 giveaways. That is so un-Belichickian, for lack of a better word. Like, how do you explain that?
This is who they are now.
The whole thing's adding up. Murray's right. I mean, since Brady left, I think they're 18-19, if I have that right. I think they were 17-7, 7-9, 10-7, and then they lost the playoff game. So,
yeah, right.
Yeah, so I think they're 18-19.
Yeah, you got it right. They were 17-17 coming into this year.
Yeah, so they're 18-19 since Brady left, and this is sort of what they are, which is not what I was expecting. I keep saying that I had higher expectations for them. The chronic lightning round continues. Bob and Needham, go.
Yeah, Murray's 100% right. Those other teams that you're talking about, the Detroits, the Browns, the Jets, and the whoever else the other team I'm missing, they consider you an automatic win, not the other way around. They think you stink, and they actually might be right. They have a terrible offensive line and a terrible secondary. So I don't know. I have no idea why you consider these like kind of automatic wins.
Because I'm living in the past. I can't help it. I had high expectations that Bill would keep this thing where it was. So, yep, I'm living in the past. Sorry, I am. And I hold them to a high standard. So that's what I have. So that's why I look at Browns, Lions, Bears, Jets, and say they should be winning those games. But you know what? Bob and Needham is right. Maybe they're doing the same thing and looking at you coming up and saying, we can win that game. We should win that game. You're now them. Yeah, maybe that's just a cold, hard reality.
I mean, if what they fear is true, that you start losing to those teams, well, then you're going to have a top 10 pick.
Lightning round, the chronic lightning round continues. Chris in Hartford. Hi, Chris.
Hey, this is a game right here that the wide receivers blew it. So this has got to come down on, you know, Brown, the coach. You guys aren't talking about that. You don't fumble the ball when you get 20 yards, okay? That right there, and also New York, should take a look at that hit. Mike, you're absolutely right. He did that on purpose. Have a great day.
Yeah, I think it was unnecessary. I think he landed on him. I think just because the way he did it, they didn't really look at it, or it's not really being called out. But it's the same principle of what they're trying to get away from, and that is pass rushers landing with all their weight on a quarterback after the ball's out. So if he had hit him with his shoulder, if that was a shoulder-to-shoulder hit and he fell on him, that would have been 15 yards for driving him into the ground. Instead, he sort of just collapsed on his leg.
Fell on his backside.
So yeah. It's not really the same principle of what the refs have been taught to look at, or the same type of hit, but it's the same principle. The ball was out, and he landed on him with all his weight. Now, that was sort of a typical Raven, just over the line kind of hit. Yeah, that's what I think.
I'll go back and look at it again. I mean, there's no question he fell, like, you know. Again, I'm surprised he didn't break his leg.
On their on the list of issues, Troy Brown is kind of down there for me. But I don't know. Just want to be fair. Maybe he hasn't done a good job coaching up Devontae Parker. I mean, they got more out of him this week, but I think it was clear between he and Mac Jones, they had a trouble with man zone kind of thing in the second quarter, or in the second half, rather. So maybe, I don't know. I'm sure Troy said when you're running downfield and someone's coming behind you, hold on to the ball, Nelson.
Yeah, but that's Nelson Aguilar. An Eagles fan can tell you that. There's nothing Troy Brown could do about that. That's what he's been like since he's gotten to the league.
It's 2 and 3 games.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. 2 and 3 games.
It's 2 and 3 games now. I mean, I went so far as to look it up this morning. He had 5 fumbles before this year coming in, so he's got 7 now. At this rate, he's going to hit double digits.
Long commercial-free segment comes your way next. Don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The most popular afternoon radio show in Boston.
Some sort of prid quo quo there.
Felger.
Like, well, but, so, excuse me.
And Mass.
Excuse me.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Go back to Mike Reese. Now, what does Brian Hoyer bring to the offense?
Yeah, Brian's got a lot of experience in the offense.
And how would you describe Bailey Zappi's progress since the time he was drafted to where we are now?
It's gotten a lot better.
That was Bill being very accommodating to Mike Reese. What could be coming up at the quarterback position for the Patriots? This was after Mike, I guess, crawled up his ass by daring to follow up on the Mac Jones injury this morning. Again, this was this morning at Bill's Zoom call. Give me number 3, Jimmy, if you could, please.
Quickly on Mac, really no update on him. We'll go through the process and see where things are this morning, but nothing definitive at this point.
So we'll open with questions, Mike Reese, followed by Andrew Callahan.
Bill, just based on the information you do have, do you anticipate him being on injured reserve?
Mike, I just answered that question.
Well, I know you have some information. I know you're getting more information, but I said based on what you have right now.
Yeah, and until we get more information, I'm not going to speculate wildly on what it would or wouldn't be.
Okay.
Bill, so no response to reports from Adam Schefter and Ian Rappaport that it's believed to be a sprained high ankle?
Yeah, Andrew, I already made a statement on that. I'm not gonna make wild speculation.
Wild speculation, even though he already told Schefter that it's a high ankle, and someone with the team told Rappaport that the x-rays were negative and it's a high ankle.
I give Reese credit for asking the question anyway.
Absolutely.
Good for
Mike,
you.
Mike, I just answered that question.
Sorry, Bill. We'll try not to ask that again.
Too bad. You don't get to control the questions.
It was just as fun last night. Yeah, right. It was just as fun last night. Give me the one last night, number one.
This is great.
This is after the game.
Bill, have you had the chance to see Max since he left the field today, and any update on his condition?
No, just got in.
I'm sorry, Bill. Can you share even what happened, if there was any contact on the play? I'm sorry, but they didn't show a replay before I came down. Just why Mac was limping?
No.
I laughed out loud at home when I saw that. I went, wow, what a dink.
You know, but like, in fairness, we would say this off the air. It's not his job to give you the play-by-play.
Like, correct.
You know, whoever asked the question there should have, you know.
Yeah, like whether you saw the replay or not, too bad. Yeah, go find it.
Right.
Yeah, you know, go find it.
Not his job to give you the blow-by-blow.
But I have to say the way he answered it, no.
No.
That's funny. I'm sorry. That is funny. Like, can you explain what happened? No.
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 Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Go look it up yourself. Like,
and
seriously.
And Bill, can I just ask you, you know, one more question on this, if you don't mind?
Mike, I just answered that question.
All right, then never mind. I guess I won't.
No.
Priceless.
Once again, you can just play the game all you want. Bill, did you properly plan ahead for the departure of Tom Brady and what your franchise would be going forward after you push the greatest quarterback of all time out the door? Did you prepare properly for this?
No.
Thank you.
Bill, do you think Isaiah Wynn is good?
No.
Yeah. Bill, do you regret sitting Malcolm Butler in the Super Bowl?
No.
Is there any justification for playing Lil Jordan Humphrey 53 snaps and not throwing to him? Any justification whatsoever?
Mike, I just answered that
question.
Sorry,
I'm sorry. Okay, well, but if you could say yes or no, what would it be?
No.
Thank you.
Have you ever seen a team turn over the ball three times, Bill, and win?
No.
Back to your thoughts. Brian in Abington. Go ahead, Brian.
The most damning thing about this game isn't Mac or the defense. It's the coaching and the game plan. Isn't Bill supposed to be the defensive coaching mind? I even know that all you have to do is not let Lamar Jackson run on you and double Mark Andrews. And that's how you beat that team. Let Lamar throw it to the outside. And have the Bill know ready for me on this one. Bill, are you ready to be the biggest fraud since Bernie Madoff?
Bill, are you ready to be the biggest fraud since Bernie Madoff?
No.
Thank you.
I'm glad he brought up Andrews. There really is one guy to cover.
Oh, he's special, though, but seriously.
Okay, one guy. You know, look, a couple of the receivers to me have some speed. You know, Duvernay has some speed. He can run. There's the other guy, too, can run. Bateman can run. But they're not, you know, 8-catch, 10-catch a game guys. Of the 27 passes that Lamar Jackson threw in this game, 13 of them were intended for Andrews. 13. That's and incredibly, he caught 8 of them. He had 2 touchdowns. Like, where else do you think he's going to go on the big spot?
It's such a good call. Double 89 and don't let him run. It's really not that hard of a game plan, and they let him gash them on the ground. To me, that's the worst. Now, some of those Andrews catches, certainly the touchdown, he was covered. I mean, it's not like they let him wide open or anything. That was a pretty special play by him to pluck it away from Devin McCourty. And those other receivers had to work. I mean, that touchdown we talked about earlier into the corner for, what's his name again?
Duvernay. That was a great play.
Great throw and catch. You know, they had to work hard for that. I mean, Bryant didn't make a great play on the ball, but, you know, they had to work hard for that. So, like, I don't really have a big issue with their passing defense. You know, those were some good plays on those plays anyway. It's the designed runs. It's like, I said this earlier. Again, if Lamar Jackson is gashing you on, like, scramble plays where it's, you know, like Kyler Murray, like he's zigzagging all over the place, well, sometimes you tip your cap and say, what are you going to do? Those were designed runs that just simple quarterback keepers between the tackles. And that's a bad look, letting him run on you like that, I think.
They gave up 188 yards on the ground, an average of 7.2 per rush.
Someone pointed this out in the email. That Duvernay's pretty good. You know where he got drafted? One pick after Devin Asiasi.
No, I thought it was one pick before.
No, after.
Oh, no.
Asiasi was...
No.
Asiasi was 91. Duvernay was 92.
No.
Bill, do you have any idea how to draft wide receivers?
No.
JP in Alaska. Go ahead, JP.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. I'm a retired police officer from Las Vegas. I'm now a physical therapist for the VA.
I've gone through 9 ankle operations in my life. Let me tell you, there's no way if he has surgery, he's going to be back in 4 weeks. And you guys can take that from me, because ankle rehabs are not easy.
Hey, Doc.
So,
JP, thank you for the call out in Alaska. I'm not going to let you mock him because he's a former police officer who does rehab at the Veterans Administration. So his background.
That's fair.
His background, Maz, is going to give him a pass from our usual scrutiny.
No, I wasn't.
But from this point forward.
I wasn't going to mock
from this point forward, I don't care what your background is. I don't want to hear about your ankle injury. Okay? You have to save that for the fireside or the dinner table with your kids tonight. We're not here to field your calls on your ankle injury. And oh, by the way,
had a question.
What is it?
Well, I just want to ask Dr. Doolittle whether or not that he had ever heard of tightrope surgery.
I said we're not going to mock him, but tell us about tightrope surgery, seriously.
So tightrope surgery has become more popular in the last year due to some cases of famous athletes having the procedure and subsequent features, blah, 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 blah. Something that originated in Alabama where they actually go into your ankle and they put in a device to stabilize that area.
Is that James Andrews?
I don't think it is.
Anyway, go ahead.
I was just reading up on it.
But the device is the tightrope. That's what it's called.
Yeah, it is. It allows you to have, instead of them having to stabilize the area and you can't move it while you're healing, you're allowed to move. And some of the guys who had it at Alabama played on the Alabama football team, and Mac Jones said they'd come back in amazingly little time. So now I don't know what that means, but I am gonna go so deep into the tightrope surgery tonight. You have no idea. I actually get interested in this sort of crap. This type of stuff does interest me. The medical part of it and the crap they can pull off does interest me.
It's another form of troubleshooting.
Yeah.
Is really what it is.
Big troubleshooter. I am here to find solutions.
So that's what that is. I don't think Mac Jones is precluded from coming back relatively soon. This week feels like a reach, but that wouldn't stun me either. I've just said this all day. I've seen a long range of these things. Ty Montgomery, your running back, was carted off the field. It looked like he was done. I think it was the Raiders preseason game. And it looked like he was over. And he played for you week one. Now he got hurt again, and now he's done. But I've seen a wide range of these things where it looks like it's over, and it's for some reason it's just not. Here's an update from Big Jim Murray. No commercials. We come back. We're still awaiting Mac Jones at the podium. We'll go to him when he hits it. Otherwise, it's your calls and reaction to the Patriots over the weekend, and we've mixed in some Celtics as well. Don't go anywhere. No commercials.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.